Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Horror, Wine, and Crime with KK and Lo. Lo, how's this beautiful, sunny Michigan day going for you?
Hey girl, hey. It is cold as F, okay? I had a fleece, wool, whatever you want to call it, thicker lined jacket on, as you can see. I wouldn't even say jacket, sweater. I've had on flannel jammy pants. I had the fireplace going. I've had blankets and coffee and my book. And those are all the things that made up my day today.
The perfect snow day recipe, really. You gotta have all the cuddlies and warm things and just coziness overall.
Made some cookies, so I had the house smelling good for a little bit. You know, that cookie smell throughout the house.
The best. They don't ever make a candle that smells exactly like that. You know what I mean? Like, they try, but it's never the same.
Yeah. Yep. So, yep, that was kind of my day. Had the dog. We took a nap by the fireplace together for a little bit today. So, just made it a full snow day.
Chef's kiss. Coziness. I love it.
Yeah, kids already got school canceled for tomorrow due to weather and road conditions. And so
I'm sure they're happy about that.
Oh, yeah. We got the call over dinner. Pat put it on speakerphone when he answered it. And the kids are like fist bumping across the table as a child. So.
Those were the best days, like when you were a kid and you got snow days and like, you got that call. It was like, yes.
Well, I'm just glad that they finally did it like in a normal time. Normally they wait till like 5:30 in the morning or 4:30 in the morning. And I'm like, then I'm like trying to go to bed wondering, do I set the alarm? Do I don't? Then I get the call and it wakes me up. And then I have to, you know, go tell the kids, hey, snow day. So, yeah.
No, it can be like a sleep-in day.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, the best.
How was I know you said you had a dinner earlier that you went to for a birthday, but
yeah, before that, not much. We did go to Costco because we had literally zero groceries at all. So we stopped at Costco, but then after that, we just really didn't do anything. We watched just a movie, but I fell asleep. And that was really pretty much it.
Afternoon nap. What?
The best time for a nap.
And when the house is fully stocked of groceries. I love like when your pantry is like almost empty because you just keep putting off going. You're like, yeah, I'll go tomorrow. Yeah, I'll go tomorrow. And then you finally go and everything is just like stocked and looking nice. And then all of a sudden you're like, what kind of snack do I want? Because I have like everything now. And then you're like, ugh.
It's the best. It is. You're like, there's so many options now. We're like 2 days ago. You're like, do I want some olives or some stale chips, perhaps?
Right. Oh my gosh.
It's the best.
I know. I needed to go to the grocery store too. I had actually a Meijer delivery today. I was supposed to get it yesterday delivered to the store because I was like, I'll get it delivered to the store so I don't got to go to the store after work. I'll just take the stuff home with me. And then it got pushed back an hour. And then I got a text and it's going to be pushed back an hour. And finally, I called. I'm like, it's going to be after closing hours. I'm not going to sit up here all night. Like, So surprisingly, I woke up this morning and they still had slots available. Usually Meijer fills up pretty quick for delivery. So I'm like, okay. So I had some stuff delivered today. I'm like, and it was stuff that I had to get, like dog food.
Right.
I'm just like, ugh. Milk. Like Coke Zero. Because I was down to like my last half of 2 liter and I knew everybody was home today. I'm like, that's not going to make it.
You're like, it's gonna be gone in 2 hours.
So, yeah, but
I did the Meijer delivery like I think one or two times in my old apartment, but I haven't done it here, which I really should. They're right across like the street basically from me. So it's a super easy, trip. But if like it's during the day, I guess I could just like order them and then like they would just get dropped off.
yeah. Or sometimes like I'll do it the night before and schedule it for like the morning. Like the night before, but I don't know. I really just did not want to drive in the snow today. Like
Oh yeah, no.
Pat offered to drive me. I was like, it's not even about riding in the truck. It's about just going out. Period. Putting my boots on, sloshing through the wet parking lot of the snow and slush and the wind and the cold. And like, I really was fighting not leaving the house today. I did not want to do it.
Yeah, no. No, when it's d this disgusting out, that's like the last thing I really ever want to do is leave the freaking house.
I watched the Elizabeth Smart documentary.
Nice.
I knew parts of it and most of the gist of it, but I didn't know like the full details of her story. So, I mean, Cozy Day, DACO, perfect.
Perfect.
What else? I watched a little bit of Veronica Mars again because we love KB.
Yes.
And I'm just like rewatching the 2006 like Hollister and whatever throwback clothes that she was wearing.
My gosh, Hollister, man. What a time.
I don't even know if it was Hollister, but you know enough the
Same
vibe.
vibes, yeah.
And read some book. I started, so for what's slow reading now, we are starting The People We Meet on Vacation because I keep seeing the preview for it and I'm like, all right, I want to read the book first. I want to read the book first. So I stayed strong and I'm starting the book today. So
And you guys, she got like a really pretty book. It's really pretty.
yes, it's sprayed pages. Kay's just starting to step into the book world, so she probably hasn't really realized how many sprayed pages books are popular now.
Yeah,
But
nope.
I showed her my book, and it is very pretty. It looks like a vacation resort
Very
sprayed
fitting
pages.
for the title of the novel.
Yes. So
Yeah, it's like
what
a
else?
straight up decorative piece you could just put out when you're done reading it.
And then speaking of documentaries, it was funny because last week, if you guys haven't heard it, go check it out. But Kay did the story of another suitcase killer. And it was like the next day, I was trying to find something on TV. And there was another one, I think it's called The Suitcase Killer. And I'm like, oh, I think Kay just did the story. And Charles' like, oh, I watched this one of Grandma. And she's like, you should watch it. It's good. And then I was like, wait a minute, but this wasn't the same. It was another one.
How many freaking suitcase murders are there?
This one was a lady. She killed her husband, which he was kind of a tool bag. Didn't deserve to be cut up into suitcases, but ultimately she killed him and she put him in two different suitcases and then drove to, I want to say Atlantic City or wherever she went. I don't know. And she threw him over a bridge into the water. And of course, they washed up
Of course.
and they were found. And she's in prison now. She's got life. But, or actually, I don't even think it was really considered life. But she will be dead the time her sentence is done, I'm sure. But yeah, so it's on Netflix if you want to check it out. I think it's just called Suitcase Killer. It was an interesting little, you know, crimey watch.
But yeah.
I was laughing. I was like, oh my God, there's another one.
Literally, I'm so curious now. I'm like, how many freaking suitcase killer stories are there out there?
She's still claiming her innocence, but I have my doubts.
Yeah, they all love to claim the innocent card.
Yeah. I mean, he didn't seem like he was the nicest husband, and clearly he was cheating on her, and he had a gambling issue and anger issues. But and then he started having an affair, so then she started to have an affair, and I don't know, it just got
sounds like a very healthy relationship.
Yeah Man. So that was one of my watches for the crime world.
I didn't watch like any documentaries or anything, but something that I've seen a lot recently, I know that they released a bunch, I didn't see all the pictures, but they released a bunch of photos from like the Idaho 4 case or whatever. Okay. And then people are analyzing their neighbor's like Ring camera or security camera. I think it's just security camera footage or whatever. And like the noises from it. And like they're doing timestamps, you know, the internet investigators out there. And people have me convinced. I'm like, I don't believe like what the story that they said happened, like the police said happened. I think more people were involved. I think it happened at a different time. I think it happened in a different way. I'm like, I don't know all the details of the case. I haven't done like a deep dive look into every detail of it or whatever, but something just feels like off about that case for some reason. And I just don't get why they tore the house down like so immediately. It makes me think that like someone like on the inside was like maybe involved or something.
Which the guy that got arrested and is taking the fall for it, you would think he'd be talking. And like if he's already convicted, then you'd think he'd be like, well, I'm here for life, so let me tell you what's going on.
Right. I know. So then I'm like, maybe he did just do it, but like, it just seems so, I don't know, it all just seems really weird.
I don't think anything is ever what it truly is. Like, I don't believe anything anymore when it comes to celebrities, when it comes to politics, when it comes to government, when it comes to anything. I, like, question everything.
Honestly, like, as we should, because you can't, like, trust any news source out there. Like, it's ridiculous how much is like not even just fabricated, but like they just mislead you in different directions, and it's like you literally can't trust fully, at least, what anybody's saying about anything.
I know, right?
Ugh. So I'm like, I want them to come out with, I know there's like, I think a couple of like little documentaries about that case or whatever, but like I want like a full-on Netflix like deep dive, which I feel like they would. I don't know why they wouldn't, but
so what she's saying is she wants 50 Cent to come out with something about this.
Come on, 50, come on, you got this.
He's working on bringing Tyler Perry and Drake down.
What's wrong with Tyler Perry?
I know, apparently there's some stuff. He's not as I don't know.
Not Madea. What?
I did hear some lady say that the only time he's nice is when he's Madea.
Oh no. So, damn.
I don't know. I don't know a lot about Tyler Perry. I have heard from people that he's a very arrogant man.
Okay.
But I haven't heard like not like, you know, Drake stuff, you know.
I've heard like people like, I don't know any details about Drake stuff, but I've heard like other rappers or like people make comments about Drake. I don't know if he's like,
well, I think 50 Cent's going after him for all the A minor.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
I think that's his biggest flex is like,
mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Come on, 50 Cent. I love it. I love all these people you're going after. What a hero.
Yep.
That's awesome. Oh my gosh. In other Detroit news too, I don't know, did you see that freaking car? A car crashed into our major airport over here in Detroit. Like crashed right through it, right through the airport.
I know, and Charlotte in a sense basically said, you know, I'm going to hell in a handbasket because it was terrible that he did that. Like, obviously he had some rage going on.
Mm-hmm.
But the comments were just killing me. I'm just like, people were like, I heard you're running late, but this is excessive. Sir, you can't park here. Sir, that'd be one baggage, one car. Your baggage claims $12,1492.68. I mean, they were just like, oh my God, I was cracking up. I'm like, luckily nobody died. There were a few people that got hurt, and I'm thankful that there was no fatalities. And I'm sorry about the people that got hurt. But the comments were just like, oh my God.
People in the comments a lot of times are like funnier than like stand-up comedians I watch. You know what I mean? People are hilarious in comment sections.
But I did watch, I didn't see the video of it happening. I saw the video after they had already detained him. And I was trying to figure out what he was saying. Like, was he saying like, check downstairs, or that's not fair? That I don't know. People were trying to make out what he was saying, but I kept thinking like, he kept saying like, check downstairs. Like, I don't know. But also people are saying that some kind of mental health was happening, or maybe he was like high as a kite, you know, I don't know.
Yeah. I wonder if they're going to like release all that information. It reminded me, not fully, but like it just reminded me of the situation of that, the plane lady, or you know, the lady who walks up, she's on the plane and she's like, that motherfucker back there is not real. Do you remember?
Oh, yeah.
And she just disappeared. Like she's just gone. And then I don't know, man. People, sometimes I am a conspiracy, what the heck?
Conspiracy
theorist. Thank you. Because there was like supposedly a video that she made being like, yeah, I just trying to like explain it away. But people are like, that is not her. That's not the same lady. Like people are like, the government hired someone that looks pretty similar to her to like say this. And I'm kind of on their side. I'm like, that really, I don't think that's her. And then like the plane lady just disappeared. If it's not her, she's just gone. And I'm like, what did she see? Who was that guy in the back of the plane that she said wasn't real?
It's like the Britney saga. We're never going to know if it's really Britney or not.
Nope, never. Unless the only way we'll know, I think, is if she like gets, you know, mentally healthy again and like is like gets back to herself and then like starts being more like her old self, and then like maybe talks about what she was going through at this time or whatever. I feel like that would be the only way I'd be like, okay, that was her. I don't know though.
Yeah, it's crazy. That's what I said. I don't believe anything anymore.
I know, you really can't. Really can't, unfortunately. So I'm like, I just want to avoid the news because it just either stresses me out, makes me sad, or makes me mad. And most of the time, half of it's probably not even true anyways. So I'm just getting worked up for no reason.
Right.
It's crazy. We're really pondering in it, guys. We're really like, damn. It leaves us speechless.
I know.
Oh my gosh.
This world is just, I don't know. It's scary. It's weird. It's very. Pat was watching a show, a cartoon, think it's called Solar Opposites.
Okay.
It's like these little alien guys. And then at one point there was like dinosaurs walking by. And then there was like the Simpsons, like cameo. And I'm like, what is just happening? And I feel like that's just like the world right now. You're like, every time you flip open your Facebook, you're like, what is going on? What is happening right now? Like,
the world is like so unpredictable right now. It's actually insane.
I know.
Like from all aspects, it's like, okay, what's going to happen next? What's happening next?
Pretty much.
Gosh. Yeah, like this whole freaking winter crazy storm. We were talking about it before we started recording, but literally all of our thoughts and prayers to everyone who's severely affected by this weather, like who's getting like the freezing ice, like thick layers of ice and snow. Like, hopefully everybody's all good out there, because it's just wild the places it's hitting.
Yeah, I know. It's like South Carolina, Texas, Tennessee, like everybody is getting snow. Florida.
Yeah, it's the strangest like path that it's on. It's like, what? I saw a video someone posted just on like some random TikTok or whatever, but like there were like lines, you know, from like airplanes or whatever in the sky. And this lady was like, 2 days before this ginormous storm is coming, she's like, I know the government's creating this storm.
I saw a meme going around of two cops and they had Elsa under arrest.
Oh my gosh. You gotta love how people keep senses of humor though throughout all this crazy shit.
I know, right?
You got to, because otherwise it's just depressing overall. So another thing that came out this past week that was like all over the news was this whole like Brooklyn Beckham, Victoria Beckham wedding scenario, where people were saying that Victoria jumped in on what was supposed to be like Beckham, Brooklyn's dance with like his wife, like, and she just started dancing with him, and it was apparently like inappropriate or whatever. And even Brooklyn went on his Instagram story and like posted this long thing talking about like cutting ties with his family and all this stuff. It was like super dramatic. So now the DJ that was there, he is kind of like talking about it too. So this is from TMZ. It says, Brooklyn Beckham's dance with Victoria at his wedding left everyone in the room feeling uncomfortable, and Mark Anthony didn't help the situation. So DJ Fat Tony, who was the DJ there, he says that he spun tracks at the wedding, which was a 3-day affair that included both the pre-wedding event, the wedding itself, and then a brunch the following day. And he says the brunch was the most awkward part because everyone was talking about the uncomfortable reception. So since he was standing at the DJ booth at the time, Fat Tony says that he got a great look at Brooklyn's dance with his mom, which he says got off to a rough start when Anthony asked the most beautiful woman in the room to come up to the stage. Which obviously everyone was like, oh, it's going to be his wife, Nicola, because like that's the bride and everything. But then he like cut it off and said, oh no, I'm going to talk about Victoria or whatever. So like, first of all, then that's awkward. So it says, as you can imagine, this caused a stir in the room, and it led to Nicola Peltz leaving in tears, with like, she had tears in her eyes and she like walked out of the room. And then Brooklyn apparently felt like stuck because he was on stage, and then like his mom came up to dance with him. And Fat Tony says that there was no, he put in quotes, slut dropping or twerking during the dance. I don't know what slut dropping is, but apparently maybe just like dropping it low. I don't know.
Yeah, you're like grinding or something.
Okay. He says, so there was none of that, which is good. Some sources said, though, that there was allegedly a little bit of grinding, which is very odd, which a lot of people who were there were like, that's kind of odd for like mother and son dance. And then the DJ does admit that Anthony encouraged Brooklyn to grab Victoria by the hips, but he says that Anthony was just like giving, because he's Latin, I guess that's like what they do or whatever. I don't know. So then Brooklyn, like I said, he posted on his Instagram story earlier in the week talking about his family ties. Like, he said that the dance was inappropriate, and he said that his parents care more about the brand of Beckham than their own kids. And if Brooklyn and Nicola get their way, their wedding video will never see the light of day. And it says, if you believe Fat Tony, that's probably for the best. And I was like saying, because we were kind of talking about this earlier, and I'm like, I need to see this video now, because I'm just like, how was she dance? Like, if it was that big of a deal to like have the bride walk out of the room crying, and then him to post all on social media, like cutting ties with his family, blasting his parents. I'm like, this must have been quite the dance.
And where's David? Is he just like, I'm staying the F out of this?
I know. He was probably like at the bar just hanging out.
Playing soccer somewhere.
Yeah. It's just so crazy. I'm like, because you never hear really about their family except for like positive things, I guess. Like, they've never really been in, like, huge drama or anything. So, like, this is, like, intense, I feel like, for them.
I guess time will tell.
Yeah. I am, for their sake, you know, I hope that for literally all of their sakes, I hope that the video doesn't come out, because, like, I'm sure that's embarrassing for everybody involved. But for my personal entertainment sake, I kind of wanted to come out because I'm just like so curious.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, yeah, I guess it's hard to put an opinion on it unless you see the dance. I know they say that London is a different culture, like in itself. But I don't know, because even like the Spice Girls, Posh Spice always seemed like the more like conservative, the more like, I mean, she always had like a sexiness about her, but she was always very put together. She was always like, I mean, she always had resting bitch face. Like, you never even really seen her smile. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know. So it'll be interesting, I guess, what comes out of this. Like I said, yeah. Everybody's falling apart everywhere. So
I am curious if like maybe she was like drinking, so she was kind of buzzed. And like, I am curious like what the song was that they played. Cause if it was more of like a boppy, like hip hop kind of a track or something, maybe she just felt goofy being on stage and like she was just trying to like maybe be funny about it or something, and it just went the wrong way.
And if Mark Anthony was egging her on, maybe she just got in her feel, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
Or a little bit of just, you know, her son's getting married. She feels like a little bit of jealousy, like my baby boy is no longer mine. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
So weird, though.
In other news, I just seen, there's an article here. And it says, Wisconsin man could not resist sex with a couch.
I mean, who can, right?
There's a beat up couch on the streets. And it said, look, if a dude wants to bang a couch in privacy of his own home, that's his problem. Live and let live, people. Screw intimate objects. What do we care? But why did the 46-year-old Wisconsin man, Gerard Strader, need to have sex with a couch on the street? Was the couch just too hot to resist those curves? Like, come here. Like, oh my God. Like,
that is so gross. It reminds me of that. Did you ever see that episode of like My Strange Addiction? And the guy was like in a relationship with his car. And he would things to his car.
Come on. I hope he was wearing a condom. Do you know how filthy roadside couches are? Or defenseless couch. This must have been one sexy couch. Love seat indeed.
Oh my gosh.
I bet he has a tattoo that says, I am the sofa king. I'm wondering, was it a sectional?
Oh my gosh.
No, it was an occasional piece.
The puns, I love it.
I wonder how many couches he accosted at the hotel where he works. Couch raper.
Literally.
Did the couch press charges on him?
It should have.
Oh my God.
So he was just on the street, this old couch, like someone was just throwing a couch away essentially. And he was just like, you know, that sounds kind of like a good time right now.
I mean, the urge hit, and instead of taking it home, like, it says the human furniture coupling was interrupted earlier this month when an off-duty cop out jogging late one night spotted Gerard, 46, with a yellow couch, which had been left on Waukesha curb. Isn't that the same city as frickin'... Is that where... oh my God. The one...
Is it Stephen Avery? That's what it sounds like. Yeah, I feel like that's the city or something that he lived in.
Man.
That's funny.
As a detailed and a misdemeanor criminal complaint. So he got charged with lewd behavior. Officer Ryan Edwards reported seeing the subject leaning over the couch, facing down, and it looked like he was having a sexual relations with someone on the couch. The cop noted that he could see the male's hips thrusting up and down on the couch. Gosh. As he approached the couch, Edwards yelled, "What are you doing?" To where Greg responded with, by jumping up and running away. As he fled, Edwards reported he could see that the defendant's penis was erect. Edwards concluded that Gregory had been thrusting his pelvic area against the cushions and trying to sexually gratify himself by rubbing his penis between the two cushions. It's unclear whether the reference to cushions meant that he was... that the couch was in fact a love seat. They chased him to his apartment building, but the suspect quickly pulled the door closed behind him. He was arrested the following day at the hotel where he works.
That is foul. That's so gross.
Yeah.
I wonder what type of like charge you get for that. Like, obviously you said like the loot or whatever, but it's like, does he have to go to jail, or like, does he have to like pay a fine, or like do community service for like having sex with the couch?
I don't know how that works. Like,
does he end up on the sex offender list?
You go to see the family and they're like, you can just sit at a kitchen chair.
Yeah, literally, if I knew him, I'd be like, don't ever sit on my couch, please. Literally assaulted a couch.
Like, right on the street, a dirty, nasty one.
That is so gross. He gave no Fs.
Oh, God. So I have a couple of other just little fun facts, if my computer will. Okay. So these are some unusual crimes that you've never heard of, which maybe you have, but they're saying you haven't. So did you know prize fighting is illegal?
What is prize fighting?
Did you know prize fighting is illegal? If you compete in a prize fight or subscribe to promote one, you commit a misdemeanor and can be imprisoned for up to a year. The interaction between this law and professional boxing championships isn't entirely clear, but the general understanding seems to be that prize fighting involves competitions where the fight is expected to go to the bitter end rather than being for a limited number of timed rounds. The use of the rules and equipment designed to promote safety also irrelevant. Possessions of a thing used to play an unlawful game. That's the law.
Wait, say that again.
Possessions of a thing used to play an off and off an oh my gosh. Let's try this again. Professions of a thing used to play an unlawful game.
That sounds like a riddle to my brain. I don't know
Would you
what
like a
that
definition of that?
I'm so confused.
That was a tough one to even say how they worded it.
Yeah, literally.
This one's an interesting one. So the criminal code states that a person who possesses gaming equipment that has been used or intended to be used for playing an unlawful game commits the offense. There are two other related offenses: conducting or playing unlawful games and operating a place for an unlawful game that regulates illegal games such as unlicensed gambling.
Gotcha. So if you're playing some illegal bad games, even if you have like your own system or whatever, is basically what that is. That tongue twister of a crime.
Setting man traps is illegal.
My gosh, like a bear trap, but like for men.
This is how people try to catch a husband, the
Yeah,
bear trap.
literally.
This one just sounds cool, even though it actually makes a lot of sense. So basically, you can't booby trap your property with spring guns, traps, or other devices that are intended to kill or seriously injure trespassers, and breaching this law could land you in prison for 3 years. However, there are exceptions for the traps designed to catch vermin. Think of like a mouse trap or possum trap, as well as the booby traps that are set inside your house at night for the purpose of protecting the house. So you can't like home alone your house.
I was literally just thinking home alone. That's not fair, I don't think. This is my house. I should be able to set it up however the fuck I want.
You know, if you weren't trying to break in my house, sir, you probably wouldn't have got hit with a paint can on my staircase.
That's what I'm saying. Wait, that's this one. I do not agree with this one. Okay, maybe I agree with the first two. Like, I get it for both of those. This one, I'm not on board with. Like, if I want to home alone my house and I own my house. Side note, I don't own my house, but if I did own my house and I wanted to set it up with booby traps on the inside, that's my prerogative. Like, that's BS to me.
Well, the fact that people also have to feel like the next one is actually kind of funny, but the fact that people have to get this in writing to make it a law so people don't do this, or in case somewhere it happens, is just kind of funny.
It is funny, like it's like that one list. I saw it like so long ago, but like it's like a list of like ridiculous laws that you wouldn't ever think of, but it's
Oh,
like
like in some states where like anal sex is against the law. It's like, unless you're outside doing it on the street, how are they going to know what people be doing in their
that's what I'm
bedroom?
saying, like stupid stuff like that. It's like the amount of like crazy random laws that they have to have, I can't even imagine. I would love to just see a list. There has to be literally a bajillion laws out there.
Obstructing railways. Don't do it. You can't do it, Crystal.
Man, I was gonna do that tomorrow.
If you're a protester, and this has nothing to do with what's going on in the world, this is
Yeah,
coincidental.
disclaimer, this is just part of this random list.
That word was just coincidence.
Yeah.
If you're a protester who loves to hold up traffic by gluing yourself to a railroad, stick to the streets. Obstructing railroads is a similar fashion that could earn you 2 years in prison. So do not glue yourself to railroad tracks. Go to jail for it.
That was on my agenda.
Like, who would think of that? Like, hey, bro, make sure you get the glue stick. Make sure you get my back really good. I want to really stick to it.
Do they make exceptions if you, like, tape yourself instead of gluing?
Sir?
Or, like, rope?
Sir, I did not glue myself. This is duct tape, okay? It's tape.
If I, like, have Velcro on my back and, like, whatever, I'm like, it's not glue, so it's an exception.
I mean, and if a train comes, then does it really matter at the end of the day? Because
true, it's not going to turn out good if you glued yourself there.
Oh my god, I just seen it cracks me up every time I've seen it before. But I think I sent it to you. It was a video, and everybody's like, I want to know what this man did, because the judge was just like, you are sentenced to life in prison. And after you die, you get another 100 years on top of that. And then when you die and when you go to hell, you get another 50 years. Did I send you that?
I don't know. If you recently sent it, you didn't text me yet, but.
No, it would have been in like an Instagram, or it would have been okay.
Those I take like 3 to 6 business days to see. So I might not have seen it yet if you've recently sent it.
Oh my gosh. I'll have to go back and see if I can find it.
That's crazy. Like, he had to be like the worst of the worst to like have the judge say that to him.
And this guy, it's just like, oh my God. He's like, I want to know like what this guy did.
Literally. Like, you have to be evil, sir. Oh, judge is basically like condemning him.
I hereby sentence you to 2,500 consecutive life sentences plus 1,000 years.
Brother, damn. Who did you kill?
Once you pass away, you will receive an attempted escape charge with an additional 200 years being added to your sentence, which you will begin serving in the afterlife once you get to hell.
Ooh. Please arise for your judge. Jesus Christ. I ain't listening to this. Only God can judge me. That's who your judge is. God. Man, free my dog Jared till he's free. Shit. I wouldn't start making t-shirts, buddy, because your dog Jared got 3,700 years. And then when he get to hell, he got to go to jail in hell. How the hell you go to jail in hell? Oh, shit.
I hereby finish.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I'm like, what did he do?
That video was kind of funny. It's like, that's damn. I was just laughing. Like, when you die, you get an attempt of escape charge.
Literally, like, what?
Okay. So, dueling. You can't duel. You just can't do it.
That's my favorite activity.
Until 2008, Section 73 of the Criminal Code reads, any person who challenges another to a fight duel or attempts to provoke another to fight a duel or attempts to provoke any person to challenge another to fight a duel is guilty of misdemeanor and is liable for imprisonment for 3 years. Unfortunately, this provision has now been repealed and only makes it more exciting. It's now legal to challenge someone to a duel. Now, it's unlikely that the challenge to a duel would be caught by the provisions that make sending death threats criminal. As you know, you're not really threatening to kill your opponent unless they accept, of course. But actually, fighting in the duel would be illegal, of course, unless you take the time-honored course of firing your pistol into the air. Then it is still illegal to attempt to kill someone, even if they consent to their own death. But as long as you're confident that the other party won't accept, go nuts. Defend your honor like your ancestors did by issuing challenges as scurvy knaves.
Oh my gosh. That one is super specific.
Yeah.
I feel like it's safer just to not
challenge someone to a duel than like trying to remember what's allowed and challenging them and what's not allowed.
Officer, my defense is I didn't think he was going to accept a duel, so I really didn't think it was illegal.
Right. I thought he was going to be too scared, so.
I thought he was going to back down. That I mean, had I known he was going to step up to the plate, I wouldn't have done it.
Now, I've done like the duels where like you're in a freaking like jumpy thing and you have those like things you hold and you try to push each other off the platforms.
Yeah.
I've dueled in that way, but I think that's legal if I challenge someone to a duel.
Is it like
at
a trampoline park type thing?
Basically, yeah.
I mean, I think falling into a foam pit, that's legal. You're good.
Yeah, that's a safe bet.
Now, had there been like alligators in there, you might have got some charges.
Probably, yeah. It's all about the environment around.
So those were some fun little laws that y'all got to be careful with. So just when you're walking on the railroad tracks, make sure you ain't got no glue.
Literally.
Those are important, people.
Make sure your feet don't have anything sticky on the bottom of them because you could be falsely charged. They could be like, you're gluing yourself. No dueling. And no, what was the other one? No gaming with illegal games.
Yes, you can't. I mean, even if it's like your table, prize fighting, don't do it.
Yep, don't do it.
And don't home alone your house. Don't set no man traps.
That one makes me mad. That's the only one that really doesn't sit right with me. The other ones I can definitely get on board with, but.
There's another one. Interfering with marine signals. So, you know those buoys on the beach? So, removing or defacing them or interfering with them at any time, such as lights, markers, etc., that are used for navigation, can leave you 7 years in prison.
That's a long time.
Which that one, I guess, I could maybe get, like, don't mess with, because, like, water and airplanes and helicopter and all that stuff, that maybe use those to kind of navigate where the cutoffs are. And I mean, that I could kind of get on board with, like, just don't fuck with it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Cause, like, that could, like, endanger a lot of people's lives because it would just F up the navigation of it all. That's like the air flight people. If they like effed up those paths for everybody, then people would like crash into each other. It would be the same thing like with boats.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't do that. See, all of these I can agree with except for the Home Alone one.
I think Chris is going to Home Alone her house.
Maybe I already have, like, should I take it down? Am I going to get arrested?
I'm going to text Brett. If you're in danger, just send me an emoji to let me know.
Hey, who do you think helped me set it up?
Oh,
just kidding. No, but for real, that one, I'm like, what? If someone's breaking into my house and I want a paint can to splatter all over them, don't break into my house. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's on you. Crazy.
Detroit man arrested after calling cops on himself to receive the reward money. What do you mean I can't turn myself in and get the money?
What an idiot. These people never cease to like...
Oh my God.
Amuse me.
You have to I'm going to send you the picture that goes with it just because it's just like,
oh, I can't wait. Does it just go perfectly?
It just
paints the picture.
Yeah.
I just got it. Let me see. I didn't even click on it yet. Wait, the confused look on his face.
The two teeth.
Oh my gosh. Do you see the top comment too? Someone said, this is so stupid. Just give him the money and let him go.
I know.
Oh my gosh. He's like, wait, I'm not getting a chick.
Would he beat himself up for being the snitch?
Wait, that's so funny. The picture makes it so much better. I wish that, like, oh, I wish that everybody could see it in this moment. That reminds me, there's this clip going around. There's like this news anchor, two of them, a guy and a woman. And the guy is reading this. He's like, no, or a serial killer. I think it was a serial killer. We have a sketch of like what he looks like. And he's like talking about like some of the crimes that he's done. And the sketch looks exactly like the news anchor that he's taught, like that's saying this, looks literally just like him. And the lady news anchor that's sitting next to him is like, her face changes and looks like almost a little bit concerned and like is like kind of side eyeing him, but she's trying to not make it noticeable. You can tell while he's talking. And it's the funniest thing ever because the sketch is identical to this man. And he's like, a new sketch released of the serial killer running around the town or whatever.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing.
Oh, my gosh. And I was like, I'm like, you have to say something. Because, like, if he doesn't see it, if he didn't say something, I'd be like, okay, I'd be side-eyeing him, too.
Right.
It's the fishy, fishy. That's hilarious.
I mean, I do wonder, like, if the guy does his time, does he get the reward money? I mean, technically, he did turn himself in. I mean,
I know. I feel like they would forfeit it because they'd be like, just to like not give the money away or to keep the money. But like at the same time, like he did. He technically deserves the money. He also deserves the jail time or whatever he's facing. But yeah, maybe when he's released, he should get the money. Gosh, the picture just, I can't get over it. I mean,
it looks like he maybe could use some.
Just really, the picture just seals the deal. It's literally the funniest thing ever. Oh my gosh. I'm just going to like keep that screenshot. And then whenever I'm like confused or shocked about something that someone's texting me, I'm just going to respond with that picture.
Here's one that says, customers at Atlanta Nail Salon ignore a man trying to rob them. A would-be robber is found out crime is not as easy as he thought. So this man walks into a nail salon and he starts shouting, everybody get down, give me all your money. All the customers sit there, they look unimpressed. They stare at him, they barely move or change their expressions. One customer eventually does stand up and raise her hand. When he confronts her directly, instead of handing over the money, she slowly backs out the door. Eventually, the robber realizes he's not getting anywhere with this crowd. Stunned that he is trying to rob people, armed with only a sheer bravado that does not work, he takes a moment to look around, then he turns and walks out the door. Police say he did swipe a cell phone from a woman who stood up, but it was later recovered. Could you just imagine,
there's a video of that.
Yes, like the frustration, like obviously I'm glad that everybody was just like, yeah, whatever. But I mean, only in Atlanta City would a man come in there like and they just be like
just blow him off, just like, please.
Yeah, like, dude, you better sit down. Like
it's so funny, like just so unamused, like so unbothered.
Oh my gosh, that's too funny.
Gosh, people,
man, I can't get a job, I can't even rob anybody correctly.
Literally,
he goes home, he like drinks his sorrows because he can't even rob anybody. Like, I'm not even a good criminal,
I can't do anything right.
Oh my gosh,
that's funny. That makes me think of a kid I went to high school with. He robbed a bank, but like he gave the teller a note that said, like, I don't have a gun. And then he went down the street immediately and bought a car in all cash from the cash that he stole from the bank. And he got caught like within 2 hours because he's just an idiot.
Well, it's just like when those people like go, they rob a convenience store, whatever they do, anything that they rob. And then they go and they put it on a live TikTok and they're like, I just robbed this house and look at all this I got and I got this and blah, 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 given the detail of their whole crime spree of the night. Meanwhile, the cops are on their way.
Literally, like, people just need to, I mean, I'm glad they don't, because then they're not getting away with the crimes. So I guess it's good that they just make these stupid decisions. But at the same time, it's like, what? I don't understand. Like, where did you think that doing that was in any way a good idea for you at all?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. Oh my gosh. So crazy, man.
I know. Maybe just don't break the law. It just reminds me of the Liar Liar where he's like, stop breaking the law, asshole.
Yes. Literally. Oh my gosh. Did you, there's a movie with Channing Tatum that's out. I don't know if it's new or if it's just new to me, but it's called The Roof Man.
I don't know that one.
And it's based on a true story. Actually, I'll save that. I'll do an episode on that because it was pretty interesting. And there's a movie with it. But yeah, that kind of reminded me of it a little bit. Stupid criminals, man. We love them because we love to laugh at them.
We do. We love a good laugh.
We do. Thanks for providing some good laughs with those, Lo.
You're welcome. Next week, we'll get back into some real crime stories. Today was just a fun conversational little fun facts type situation.
Yes. Some headlines and some goofy crimes.
There you go. There's the title.
Yeah. Goofy crimes.
Headlines and goofy crimes.
Oh my gosh.
Well, I guess on that note, we got to go.
Stay creepy.
And don't glue yourself to a railroad track. It's against the law.
Mm-hmm. And bye. Okay. I was going to say, be careful if you put your couch out on the street for predators.
Right?
Okay, I got to go. Bye.
Bye. Wrap up the couch.